All right, I mentioned to you that until Shin Chav Ches or Shin Chav Zayin, the Hagdamis to the Halachas of Hafrashas Chala, and now we get to the practical dinim. We just have the last two sifim of Shin Chav Zayin, so let's see what they say. And we had learned last week in the beginning of Shin Chav Zayin that Hafrashas Chala, the obligation begins from when it's a dough. When it's flour, not only can't be mafrish challah, but it's not chal. When it's flour, unless you make it tanai, ala asid, as we learned in the beginning. This means that a child wants to eat some of the cookie dough. Or an adult wants to eat it and no one's looking. You want to eat some of the cookie dough. Arai. So in Hilchus Trumas Umaisris, the halachi is that there's a certain stage where you're allowed to eat from the dough before from the produce of the field before it came into the home. What about here? So the din is echadar minisa shetis galgel bechitim v'yisar v'akemach b'mayim until it's kneaded in flour, regular wheat flour.
What are you eating?
And the kemach can mix with the water.
What are you eating?
If you want to take it, before it's mixed, as you're mixing it, you can take. Well, a little bit of water mixed in, but it's not tiskalgel, it's not totally mixed. The titamtein b'sairim. Now, I'm not familiar with barley dough, but it seems that barley dough is more clumpy. It's not one gooey mix. So there, until titamtein b'sairim, it has to call isa gofecha, until it becomes one body. As long as the dough is still separate clumps, you're allowed to eat arai from the dough, and the Tazala Gimel explains that this is just the derech of these types of flour. They're different. Okay.
So the actual batter, you can't take.
Look from the batter. Once it's mixed flour and water, you cannot eat from it without separating challah first. Clump, yeah. Hey, imloyeh for shachala botzek ela ofa hakoyel halizeh mafrish min hapas. If you did not separate the challah when it's dough, when you baked it, you can separate it after it's bread. This is, again, something we've spoken about numerous times. This Friday night, I had a person who had the shiloh. They were ready to eat the suda, and his daughter realized that she didn't separate challah from the challahs they had baked, and they had guests. So he came out to find out what to do. So after I answered him and he went home, I realized that I should have asked him if he had walked out between Kiddush and Hamaitzi. because it seemed that it was... I don't know him, I don't know where he lives. But anyway, he asked about the dough, so I told him that what are you doing, Chutz Laretz on Shabbos? Can't be married for Shampas on Shabbos. He said, you separate a piece, you put it away for after Shabbos. But I warned him, what you leave over for after Shabbos, you don't pick it up and say, this is challah. So that's not hafrasha. Because they can eat all the challahs and leave over a piece. The piece they leave, you have to do a hafrasha. That means you have to take a piece of it and be mafrish on the rest of it and on everything that was eaten. But if you take the whole piece that's left and you say, zu challah, it doesn't work. It's not a hafrasha. You have to be mafrish something from something, which is what I told him to do. If it exists, yeah. If it's eaten up, though, then the Mishnah Berurah is mazir that you have to make sure to do hafrasha.
But what if you didn't do it? You put the whole thing to the collar, wouldn't it be
collar? Right. That's what it says. And you need to be mafrish. Shleiman Amok, if you can be mafrish. But if you ate it already, so that kula is only if you do hafrasha. Okay, Shin Chav Ches. We get down to the halachis that are daily halachis, daily. Every time you mafrish, till now, they were all what if type of cases. And now we get to Din Pirchas Chalo, Miroi Lafrisha. This is where they start in seminary, when they learn Yeridaya. They start from the halachis of being mafrish chalo. So normally, when you learn different halachis of a bracha, usually the bracha passes without much comment, because it just says what you expect it to say. In Hilchis Mezuzah, it says you make a bracha l'kvaya mezuzah. In Hilchis Tefilas Kalim, it says you make a bracha al Tefilas Kalim. you know, there's not much to talk about. They talk about Al and Lib, but here we'll read the Shulchan Aruch and you'll realize that we do not do what it says in Halacha. Certainly not what it says in the Mechaber, although I don't know what the Sfardim HaNayig. Dr. Hamawi is out for the week. So, okay, you'll tell us. You'll tell us. What bracha do you make by Afrosh Chal? Do you know? Ashik Shom says it's Yivanu. Lahafrish? You say Truma. Truma Chal, okay. Good. Nobody else here ever heard of that. All right, let's see. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. B'shah she'yafrish chala, yivarech asher k'dishanu mitzvos tzivanu lahafrish truma. The Mechaber says, you say lahafrish truma. The Ramah says, oi lahafrish chala. Oi without a yud at the end. Alavav. Oi lahafrish chala, or lahafrish chala. Now, what do we do? What does your wife do? No, she does. She doesn't say lafrish chala. The ladies say lafrish chala min yisa. So you'll notice that's not like the Mechaber and not like the Ramah. It says now stuff from Aleph. What is the machloikis if you say lahafrish truma or you say lahafrish chala? What's the machloikis tolian? So it's a taich machloikis. If you look in the Be'er HaGoyla, he really alludes to it. And the machlokes is this. Now listen carefully. The pasuk says, Reishis arisaisechem chala tarimu truma. Reishis arisaisechem, we could touch that. The beginning of your dough, chala, tarimu truma, you should separate. Truma means to lift it up, to separate it. The machlokes is, we'll talk about the chop in a second. The question is, what does the word chala mean? What is the definition of the word chala? Chala, is that the piece you separated? Or is that the piece, the thing you're separating from? What's chala? We have in Parshat Tzav, it says by the chalais matzais of the carbon taida. So it talks about chalos. There it doesn't mean something that's separated. There it means an uga. Chala there means an uga, a cookie.
You separate the smaller.
One second, I'm talking about taich of the pasuk. Go and think of the steps. Reishis arisisechem chala tarimu truma. So it seems that there are two ways to taich. The Be'er HaGoyla, if you look at what he says in, which is lahafish truma, you look at the bays in the Be'er HaGoyla. Tamay, the chala shame uga. He says chala is the name of the uga of the cookie, not of what you separated. You don't say lahafish chala. Is how you being mafish from the chala. So lahafish mina chala, right? But it's not lahafish chala. It's lahafish truma from the chala, and that's the Mechaber shita that fits the trap. The trap is. Reishis arisisechem chala. Chala is a tipcha, which is a mafsik, is a comma, is a pause. Reishis arisisechem chala terimu truma. From the first dough that you have you, as a chala terimu truma, you should separate truma. Now, the word chala seems to be extra according to this. Yeah. I don't know why it says it. Now, if we in English, the word chala is what we separate. Your wife says, I separated challah. She show her a dough and say, that's challah. That doesn't mean that's what we're eating. It means what we're getting rid of. Yeah, I'm sorry. We call the Shabbos challah challah. She makes a kokosh cake and she says, that's challah. She means that it's what I separated. It's what I separated. We call it a mitzvah of challah. Now, how it fits the trap, I don't know. But they seem to be teaching it, Reishis Arisisechem, from your first of your doughs. Chala terima truma. You should separate, lift up the chala as a separation. Maybe it bothers them why the word is there. So it's a mitzvah of chala, and certainly we refer to it always as chala. And when we separate, people have minutes say zuchala. So what are they saying zuchala? This is the separated part. And that would be a reason to say a bracha, Shem Yisrael Sivan, or lahafrish chala.
The Ramah would seem to agree to the Mechaber, because he just says, oi.
The Rama says, oi.
I don't know if we'll go the other way, but
there's no question. Rama says, oi. He says you could do either one, and when that's done, there'll be a third option, and we'll get to it in a minute.
But why don't we say that?
Rashi, what?
Why don't we say that?
Why don't we say what?
No, Why do women say truma o lahafrish challah?
No. Get to that in a second. One second. That's a very good question. I'll get to it. I'll get to it when I read the Shachan Taz. I just want to tell you a rule for all loyazei Rashi. As you know, Rashi brings French words to translate words in the Chumash. There's a yid in Belgium, I forget his name, who put out a sefer. It's a sefer in general klalim. But one of the main themes of the sefer, he says, the loyazei Rashi is not art scroll. They're not coming to translate. If Rashi wanted to translate, he would say Bereshis, he would teach it Balaz. Bara, he would teach it Balaz. He says that every time Rashi says a Laz word, he's coming to answer Akasha. That's a Derech of Rashi. He's coming to answer Akasha. Some of them, it's very interesting, you know, he's from Belgium, he speaks French, so he has a list of things where, because in the French language it goes a certain way, Rashi explains certain psukim. And there he has numerous examples of it. It's really a share to itself. But the point he's making is that the Loyazei Rashi is for a reason. And here, we really have a proof. On the Pasuk, Reishis Arisesechem Chala, on the word Chala, and this is the Parshas Korach, Rashi says, Chala, Tortil Balaz. The word Chala appeared in Parshas Tzav. In Parshas Tzav, by the Chala Slechem of the Torah, that says Chala, Rashi doesn't say Balaz. Because there is no kasha. There's no question, what does it mean? There, we know what it means. There are kike matzah, and there are chalas matzah, chalas lechem. We know what it means. Over here, Rashi's coming to answer a kasha. He's coming to answer, what does it mean? Rashi's, I mean, sechem chala truma truma. What does the word chala mean? So Rashi's answering it by telling us it's tortil. Now, for us, the question is, what in the world is tortil? Any French speakers here? It's not modern French. Some of them are old French, and some are not. It's a cake, Yishkayach. Okay, total is a cake. Okay, so a tart.
Marie Antoinette said, "Let them eat turtle."
So I don't know which way Rashi is coming. I went to the Eitzer HaChachma, which has 40,000 svarim, and I didn't Google turtle. I searched turtle. And he has those who ask the kasha. Why is Rashi saying turtle? Like, he has that. And one, he has turtle is a kar katan. I don't know what that means, a small pillow. I don't know what, I don't know exactly what that means. But probably Rashi's coming to explain one way or the other. But the point I'm making is not to paskin from the French word, but that the loyazei Rashi are always with the cheshbon. Getting back here, so we have two versions as to what to say. Nobody in the Shulchan Aruch said to say Min Ha'isa, which seems to be the custom of many of the women. So let's learn the Shach and the Taz. Shach Aleph and then Taz Al. Shach. The Shach says, and the Shach is Ashkenaz. He says, Oy lahafrish, miu lahafrish truma adif tfei. The best thing is to say lahafrish truma, kedisa bebeis yosef b'shem ha'paiskim. So the Shach says to say lahafrish truma, what does it say in the art scroll? Nafishchala, probably, right? So we all know the Shach and the art scroll. We're not like the art scroll. The art scroll came later. He's a Basra, right? He's going after all the Paiskin. The Shach says, Nafishchala, now listen to this. Kedisa, Beisel, Shema, Paiskin. Ube Pesach, Negas, Hadashim, Loiba, Lafish, Chumaschala. Chumachala. And on Pesach, the women are made to say, Lafish, Chumachala, because Abach the Tayim. So if I do a Pesach, you should always say Trumachala. Not quite what you said, Mark, but close enough, right? So he says, so you play it safe. If Chala is what you separate, you said it. If Chala is the origin, the Uga, so you're saying to separate the Truma of the Chala. The Taz doesn't like this. Let's see, Taz Aleph. Taz is a cash. He says to say truma chala. We still have a problem. Shema chala, who a ikrav loy truma. Maybe the bracha is chala, not truma. You can't have a tevas truma hafsaka ben a bracha le tevas chala. What do you say to that kasha? He's saying chala truma.
No.
So he means that maybe chala is wrong, and you must say chala truma.
Because again, the
Ramar
agrees that truma is the right way. It's okay.
Yeah.
So you say truma chala, so the chala is extra. So truma.
So why say it? Why say it?
So why say it? Is it
you have to say it in case truma is wrong. I'm saying chala.
No,
if truma is right, so why say chala? You already said truma. Right? He's telling you the mashal apparently said that we're not sure which is right. One is wrong, and the one that's wrong, we don't want to say.
If I said chala truma, I might have a problem.
There's no difference which one you say first and second.
Because
if the first one is definitely right, then there's no reason to add a second word. Why add a second word? The rest is one or the other. He says either one is good. Either one is good. There's no reason to do both. If they're both good, there's no reason to say two. The Taz, no, he's arguing with the Mashal. Mashal is saying the Truma may not be good. So he had Truma Chala, so what do you gain? If Truma is no good, it's a Hefsig.
So why is it a Hefsig? I said, not Truma Chala. So I said the next word afterwards, but why is it a Hefsig to the problem? Take the problem.
Why is it a hefsik? If you say Shavu Shabbos is Sivano LaHafrish baseball challah, it would be a hefsik.
LaHafrish Truma, it's if it works.
Then there's no reason to add if Truma works. No. He's coming if Truma doesn't work. He's coming to be Masakin if Truma is wrong. What? If challah is the ikur. What do you mean? You're saying Shema, that's right. It's not just Shema, challah ikur, like Truma. All right, Nekudas HaKesef says a different teres than Mendi. You look in Truma said in Nekudas HaKesef. So I want to talk about that. It is a general rule when you don't know what to do. Okay, so I'd like to talk about that. Let's learn the Nekudas HaKesef and then we'll see if what you're saying is correct. By you say Lafish Truma, that's it? Yeah, Truma. You say Truma Chala? You say both, Truma Chala, okay. All right, so the Kutsa Kesef answers. I'll do a second day for the Taz in a minute. First, the Kutsa Kesef. It's the Kutsa Kesef Shin Chav Ches Taz Aleph. Tamani. Loi Koshamidi. Diev Shabin Yenacher. I'm not sure what that means. Void. Dizel Loi Haba Hefzik. Even Shu Tech Kedei Dibor. So he says, very Geshmak. He says, we don't know what's right, Truma Chala. Say Truma. And Tech Kedei Dibor say Chala. If Truma is right, it's right. If Chala is right, then it's right, and it erases the Truma before. This is a raya. There's a.
I have the best answer.
Say oi.
Oh.
Mark, whenever you say something, I say oi.
But there's a clair, and I would like to explain this. If somebody says the right thing, and thinks he made a mistake and corrects it with the wrong thing. Okay? Is that good or it's not good? Let's say somebody says, he's supposed to say, whatever, say talumotar, and he thinks he'll say the same bracha. So say talumotar, oops, the same bracha. And with or without the oops. But he says, say bracha, taikin dei dibur. Does that erase the previous amira if it's a correct amira? Or only if it's an incorrect amira? Svira, it happens sometimes. Somebody counts and thinks he made a mistake. He counts, he corrects himself, but the first one was right. If the second one is right, let's say you're davening, you say, Chag HaPesach HaZeh, but it's really Shua, you say, oh, Shua HaZeh. So, if you say the correct one second, that we're all Malumad, the second one corrects the first one. What about the other way around? So the truth is, there's a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchos Berachos HaShachar. And he says, if you said in the morning, let's say Pekech Ivrim, and you corrected with Malbish Arumim, but you're Mechuyev in Pekech Ivrim, so he says, a correct Amira doesn't get changed by Taika Dei Dibur. That's his rule. A correct Amira does not get changed with Taika Dei Dibur. And that seems to be the same here. The Kudus HaKesu says, if you say Lahafris Truma Chala, it works on Manavshach. If Truma is correct, Chala doesn't erase it. If Truma is wrong, so you correct it Taika Dei Dibur with Chala. No different than Kela Kaddish and Melech HaKaddish. If you correct it, so then it's corrected. So B'meila, it's very Geshmak. Now, one minute. Now comes up the question, why don't we do this all the time. Every time we have a suffik in din, every time we have a suffik in halacha, why don't we just say both, one teichidei dibor of the other one? Why don't we say one and then zecher zecher? Okay. That's exactly we do that. Why don't we always say the two? You don't know which side of a sphere it is. Just say one and say the other. And the right one wins. If the right one's second, it corrects the first. If the right one's first, it doesn't get corrected.
If you didn't have kavana for the right one,
you have kavana for whichever is right. You want it to be. There's no reason to do it if you know the name. But the question is why this is not a general eitzah for every time that a person has such a shayla.
If somebody goes over the day but not over the China, the international day one.
If someone's a suffix, the 2 day one. Okay. I want to share with you a stipler. The stipler is in the Kisvei Kilas Yaakov. They printed posthumously. They printed the stipler's chidushim that he published while still in the Vardik, before he came to Eretz Yisrael. As a young man, he published Kuntrasin, a little pamphlets of Chidushim. 10 times, he had 10 pamphlets. They published it in 2 volumes. One is Aleph through Hey, one is Vav through Yud. About half of those items that he published, he later reworked and included in the stiplers on Shas. But about the other half of them, there are ones that he never published. And included there in Chelek Vav is a beautiful piece on Tekedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. A beautiful Yisayid. What's most beautiful about the Stipler's Veritlof is that the Yisayidistic. He doesn't just come to answer. It's also important. He answer Taisis Kasha, you know, at the end of Yavamis or something. That's only interesting if you're up to the Sugya. A lot of his Shtukla Torah are very Klaliistic, including this one. He talks about Tekedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. He explains the lumness of Tekedei Dibur. But more importantly, he says, what does it mean, Tekedei Dibur Kedibur? The Hamoin understands that it's a correction. You could correct things, Tekedei Dibur. Someone says, Eidus and Bezdin. So he could retract. Kimin Shingin Shavena Chayzo Magin. If you say something, Bezdin, you can't retract. But Tekedei Dibur, you could retract. If you say something and you retract it, then it's retracted. If you say, if you're eating an apple and by mistake you say the wrong bracha on it, and you can correct it, Tekedei Dibur. So normally we understand it's a retraction. The stipler says it can't be. He brings a few gemaras, one that comes to mind. The halacha of ripping kriya on a mace. Let's say somebody's by a relative who's dying, and he thinks the relative died, he rips kriya. But the relative is still alive. The relative dies later, the kriya is not a good kriya, because he ripped kriya when the person was alive. But it says in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that if you rip kriya and he dies teich kedei dibur of the kriya afterwards, it's good.
Even though he did it before.
So stipler asked, there's no retraction. What does it have to do with retracting? There's no retraction of something you did. What does it have to do with the retraction? It's teich kedei dibur kedibur dami. The stipler brings, I think, 3 or 4 such examples, and he has a very nice yisayid. His yisayid is that Tekedei Dibur, 2 things that happen to Tekedei Dibur are like they're done simultaneously. I'll explain. My mashal would be this. You know that there's a din of lavud. Let's say someone has a fence, a chain link fence. So we all know a chain link fence is a mechitza. Why is it a mechitza? It's mostly air. It's a parutz meruv alayne. The open area is much more than the fence. The din of lavud is that there's a certain amount of space that's insignificant. It's not a piritza. A certain amount of space is not significant to be called a space. It's not called space. It's an amount that we consider to be insignificant. The stipler says that in Zman, a certain amount of time that's insignificant. It's considered done together. Tarkedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami means if something is within Tarkedei Dibur, Kedei Shilash Tamad Larab, so that amount of time is insignificant. It's like the 2 things were done together. So what happens if 2 things are done together? So his rule is the stronger one wins. The one that's correct is the stronger one. If someone says on the ninth day of Svira, today's the ninth day of Svira, he's mekayim a mitzvah. If he says today's the eighth day of Svira, it's silly. So the thing that counts is stronger than the thing that's silly. And therefore the strong thing wins over the thing that's silly. So to speak. By Eidus.
Reuben killed Shimon, Reuben didn't kill Shimon. Which one is the
strong? Well, he did kill, didn't kill. I would assume didn't kill carries. The question is, didn't kill, did kill, how that works. So, he explains Eidus too. He does. But what?
Why is not a Hefzik?
There's a certain amount of Zman that's not a Hefzik. There's an amount of space that's not a Hefzik. So an amount of time that's not a Hefzik. He says that amount of time, it's like they did it Bahadadi. And with that, he explains why, if you have a good one and a bad one, it doesn't matter which one was first. This one was first, that was first. Zecher is a good example. We learn by Parshas Zecher, we learn Zecher and Zecher. And we don't say that the second one's right, it ruins the first one. The second one's wrong, it ruins the first one. Because we say whichever one's right.
Yes, the one that counts. What's the Shaila with Mar? Why is the Yeshua
sound? What does that have to do with this?
Say deeper, we're saying
what's the question?
Within that period of time, it's not.
So what are you asking?
So why is the Yeshua sound? In the Tachid deeper, I can do the two things.
Yes, some say it doesn't mean two things. That some say is a shear. You can't do exactly a shear.
You can't do. No, the Yeshua sound in time.
We have to find the Gemara. We'll have to talk. There's times he's usually can do an exact shear of something. It's like there's no space of time. It's an insignificant space of time. That's what he says. He says if you do two things, one after the other, the right one wins. That's all. The correct one wins. So this is the question, why we don't always do that. I don't know the answer. Why don't, every time we're misupik, why don't we give people the same ace as the mashal? Say both, and Shalom al Yisrael, and you're in good shape. You're good. But it doesn't matter. We're saying here it doesn't matter which one you say first and which one you say second. The one that belongs is the one that counts. What? Yeah, you noticed.
Everybody agrees that the first one was right.
I'll tell you the truth. Somebody once came to Tarva Das. He had a sefer on Sfira Seimer. He said, look, I have a letter from Rabbi Yoshev. So he had in the front page, right, it's a Sharblat. You know, a letter, it's like six words. And Shaila, if you say the right date and then the wrong date, are you Yaitza? So you had a letter from Yashiv, you Yaitza. So I told him, it's a Mishnah Berurah. I should have shown him the Kusak Kesef. But anyway, I showed him the Mishnah Berurah. I said, it's a Mishnah Berurah. Instead of being excited, he was very disappointed. You know, like someone, a boy in Yeshiva says a Kiddush, you tell him to play Yeshua. He says, oh. You know, like he thought he had a Kiddush. What do you mean, oh? The Chavim to play Yeshua, it's much better. So I think it is that way, that you say the right one and the wrong one. Otherwise, the Parshas Zecher is a problem. Zecher is a Zecher. It's a new thing to say the whole Pasuk. You never used to say. I grew up, they never said the whole Pasuk. For that, Sir Palmer's Makri, they shouldn't say the whole Pasuk. Just say the thing. No, so it's better, because there's no Hefzik there. So anyway, whatever... Kisvei Kilas Yaakov, not Kisvei. No, Kisvei is a third set they put out. I think it's called, it says Kilas Yaakov, I think it says Chalokim. It says not on the binding, Aleph through A and Vav through Yud. Okay, at any rate. Yaitse, because when you say two things they deeper, the good one wins over the not good one. That's the rule, that whichever is the good one is stronger. With Hamelcha Kaddish B'Kayim Shvat Esrei, the Kelo Kaddish Inad. So the good one wins. Same thing. Anytime you say the two, you say them together, and the stronger one wins. That's the stipulus you say. That's
what does that have to do with the
Brach
at the end? You said the right thing first, you change it to the wrong thing. And now you're getting up to the Bracha.
What Bracha?
The same Bracha. And they
said,
oh, same Talmud.
Right.
Right, the same Bracha. So now when you're saying Bracha
Shana,
where's your
Kavan? Well, it doesn't matter what you're thinking. You can be daydreaming, but which sometimes happens. But you want to do whichever. It doesn't matter. If you say the same Bracha and you haven't say Talmud, it doesn't matter. It goes by what you say, not by what you're thinking. All right, so that's issue number one. Now, what about Min Ha'isa? That's the second half of Taz Aleph. Taz Aleph, Min Ha'isa, what does he say? What are we up to? Umash Mekan, Dein Tzvichan Loimah Min Ha'isa. You don't have to say Min Ha'isa. Eladai K'shemer Islafish Chala. Amai No Guloimah Min Ha'isa. Why are the ladies Noyig to say Min Ha'isa? Even it's true, you have to separate it from dough. You can't separate it from flour. There's no reason to say it in the bracha. Do you say l'kvaya mezuzah al habayis? Or do you say l'niach tefillin al hayad? You don't say such a nusach. Do you say lechas is dam be'ofar? Kasavnu shamatam lama imur maprat. V'kein any idea by tzairich. I don't know why in the world people are noyik to say amino isa in the sifrei hachreinim amino yid the chachmas adam and the kitzes shulchan aruch. Both don't even bring the minig to say amino isa. They just bring to say a bracha, l'hafrish chala, l'hafrish shruma, each one according to his custom, but the minig of Min Ha'isa is nowhere to be found. So I'll tell you, to me, it's queer that I go to bake chalas, and they are tamidei chachamim that go, and they, you know, when you bake matzah, you separate the chala after it's baked. So there they are, separating from baked matzahs, and they make a bracha, l'hafrish chala min ha'isa. I don't understand the life of me. I always ask them, why are they saying l'hafrish chala min ha'isa? And they always shrug. So I don't know. I don't know. Even when you normally don't say min ha'isa. Okay. Ramesha? L'hafrish chala lechem min ha'isa. Only by Pesach. Oh, I'm mad. You never saw him baking kakosh. Okay. Amaytzi lechem min haaretz is a tshuva sa Rashba.
Take away from the mon.
About why you say amaytzi lechem min haaretz, you say something else. He says that we say amaytzi lechem min haaretz because all bracha of lechem in the whole world comes from Eretz Yisrael. Even if you're chutz laaretz, you should know. The shefa of bracha from heaven comes to Eretz Yisrael. And over there it spreads all over the world. Now, if we can only find the pipe that leads to the middle, to the Arab countries and stuff it up, it would be nice. But Itaka, they're all deserts, right? They don't have it. But anyway, he says, that's how he explains why it's by Pri Adama. And Belati Lechem is Min Ares. Why Min Adama? So he explains that that Lechem, the bracha of Lechem, comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tshuva Sar Rashba. The Rashba. Probably he got it from the same place. I think that's what he says. They're all the siman with the ten. You say ten words, there are ten mitzvahs that come, ten fingers that so we say ten letters. Mishubach, okay. Anyway.
The issue is not so much by the word Min Ha'isa, but you should be it's a bracha over Laziyasa. So you should be mafrish right after you say the word.
You should be a hefsik. You shouldn't be mafsik. Right, it's true, it shouldn't be a hefsik. It could be, since it's in the same topic, it's maybe not such a hefsik. Maybe. I don't know, it's one of the mysteries where the Min Ha'isa came from. It could be there was a generation where ladies were separating flour, and they made a takada to say, Min Ha'isa, the lady shouldn't be separating when it's flour, maybe. Could be, you know, historically.
Could you be able to take a by the...
Truma challah.
Someone did not take truma from the
kema. So you have to do truma. Yeah, it's just separate mitzvah
to
say that rice. Right. Right.
Maybe
right.
Min Ha'isa sheds mana. Now, it's not the ruga, it's the challah that you take no off. L'hafrish challah Min Ha'isa. You're defining which one is the challah and which one is the.
Okay.
Yeah, but so why'd they wake up after 300
years? Chedush Rabbi Kivager, one more custom in the Amira. Kivager says, Oy l'hafrish challah, v'kairei shem v'aymer harei zeh zu, harei zu challah. Arrived the Huva Beis Yosef, Lashon HaRashba. Rabbi Akiva Eger says to say lahafri, to say harizeh challah. The question is why? Why do you say harizeh challah on something that's separated? This minig, which Rabbi Akiva Eger brings, is brought also in the Chachmas Adam. And the question is why? Why do you have to say harizeh challah? Challah can be mafrish even b'machshava. So I think, I probably saw this somewhere, I don't remember where. The reason is this. When you separate dough, very often you take a handful of dough, and you have a mind, but it's in my hand, the challah, and you pull it. Now since dough is very stretchy, as you stretch it, a piece that's in your hand could pull back and go back to the main dough. If you grab it and have a mind, this is challah, as you pull it, some of it may make its way back to the main dough, and then you have challah mixed in with your main dough. So what we do is, we separate it, and once it's separate, we say, Hare zu challah, lafuke, nothing else is challah. Well, even though I had a mind, but I knew I was going to say it. So once you separate it, you say it, you say, Hare zu challah, and the meila, this is challah, and it's lafuke, anything else being challah. So, yeah. Okay, I don't know. Maybe so. And it's still a question why we add it to the bracha. We don't say to put a mezuzah on the delos, lafuke on the wall. So, but okay. Okay, it could be.
On the first one, you say, yeah. So let's say someone does not say, Harei in his hand, and it falls back into the Nisa, it's not considered a half-way. You're saying that...
I'm saying, till you say Zechala...
You don't want the half-way to be until it's actually...
Right.
Again,
pulled apart. If you don't plan to say Hari Zu Chala, and you separate Chala, and part of that Chala falls back, if it's in your hand it falls back, certainly, then you have a problem. You have to mount another. You have to mount another. What? If you plan to, then it goes back in there. It's not a problem. Because it's not challah until... Right. Because you didn't have a mind to be challah until you say Harry's a challah. I think so. I think that's the... Okay, yeah.
He said the way they say it is l'habish challah truma, not truma challah.
Challah truma.
That's really...
Okay. Yalkut Yosef, l'habish challah truma. Is there an explanation here? In the printed version, they have an explanation on the bottom. Not in the online version. Okay. Okay. Thank you. They say lafish chala truma, which is, I guess, the fourth version of everything we're talking about. And right, let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. We didn't finish Sif Aleph. Let's start again from the beginning. B'shah shi'afrish chala yivarech shekshan saisim tzivanu lahafrish truma. That's interesting. The Gra in Beis says the same explanation we said. Grabeis truma kamayshakasim truma truma lashon amikra chala nikra isa. In the Torah's lashon, the word chala is the dough. Kamayshakasim chalais belulais harbekiyitza lashon mikra mishna nikra chala b'chol makayim. It's called chala. So it sees that the lashon chachamim lachod and lashon in the Torah lachod. He ends up zeshakasav ay u'makom makayim nachin levarach b'lashon mikra. He the Gra ends up to say lafrish truma. Nachin levarach b'loshin hamikra k'mayish kusav reish perik vav debrachis vidaimer bermi de deshayim loyam yirakis b'loshin masnisin. Okay, so he brings a raya. The Gra is endorsing saying truma. I don't know what the Gra next to, but I assume they say truma. Anyway, back to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama said oy lafrish chala lefikach osur leifsh lahafrish chalosay orum. A man who is not dressed at all is not allowed to separate challah. Neshi'iyah shalei levarach kishuarim. Because a man who's naked cannot make a bracha. Aval, 1 minute. Aval, ha'isha muteres, but a woman is allowed when she's undressed. Who is she? Paneh shalamata toiches bakarka. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says that a woman, yesheves, isha, mafreshes challah, because when she sits, the makim erva is covered. Panel lomata tuches bakarka, B'makir Yishim Beis Chalas La Yavara Kav Shishim Rishayna. The place we had once that you separate two chalas, only the first. But okay, but the halacha here of Orum, which is really halacha for Kol Terah Kula, it's just brought in the Cheschala because that's where the halacha is. Halacha is that a woman is allowed to separate if she's undressed, as long as the erva itself is covered. And Maria, the same for a man. As long as the makim erva is covered, sometimes by a swimming pool, someone's wearing the bathing suit, yes, so he's allowed to make a bracha. Well, not allowed to make a bracha, so it's really mefurish here. You're allowed to make brachas as long as the erva itself is covered. But not shemen esrei. Tefillah, you're not allowed to daven bare chested. Besides libar esrei, even if you have a belt. A person is not allowed to daven when he's bare chested, when his chest is uncovered. The bir aloch is mesupik if it's the saif zman tefillah, the saif mincha, let's say. And you either could daven without a shirt or not daven. Maskana, the bir aloch of paskins that you should better not daven and daven tashlumin. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. So davening is different than a bracha. A bracha, you make a bracha in your house. A person could be, as long as he's wearing, the derivative itself is covered, it's mutter. But Shmein Esrei, which is Kaim Lefnei HaMelech, that requires a shirt. It requires a person to be covered. Today, some of the boys go with the second button unbuttoned, which by some people looks okay, and some people it just depends on their physical. The truth is, it's also the style. They wear shirts that don't fit them. They can't even get the second button to fit. Sometimes it's pulled apart. I told the boy, you could wear two buttons unbuttoned. Just wear an undershirt. You're not supposed to dive in with your chest uncovered. It depends how much of the chest is uncovered. You're certainly allowed to learn. That's certainly right. So here, there are a couple of questions. One kasha is the kasha of Libay Raya Se'erva. Why that's not an issue. And there's a second issue, and that is the din of tefach magula b'isha erva. A man, there's a makim erva, and that's it. And tefach magula b'isha erva. So, what? So, it's not for the isha herself. That seems to be. The isha herself, there's no, we know women make a bracha in the mikveh, so they make a bracha. The shaila is, and the Rosh and Rashba argue about this, this halacha that we learn from this Mishnah, that the din of tefach magula b'isha erva, the tefach magula b'isha erva means you're not allowed to make a bracha. Even if it's erva hamuteres, even if it's your wife, or your mother, or your daughter, it's erva that's not, there's no cheshashira, or even your wife, who she's mutter. You're not allowed to make a bracha facing a tefach magula b'isha erva. You're not allowed to make a bracha facing ishtay erva. There's the Chafetz Chaim has a sefer Geder Olam, and in there one of the parakim he writes that people are going to come lachamei v'esrim to heaven, and the brachas they make in their house, they think it goes on the side of mitzvahs, it's going to go on the side of averus, because their wives around the house don't cover their hair, which it's okay, she's in the house, and to the husband it's mutter. But he's not aware that if he doesn't cover you, you're not allowed to make a bracha facing her. Because facing an erva, a bracha, is not only not a mitzvah, but it's an avera as well. He writes a lashon, he makalkelis bezeh kol asokai. His whole business is going down the tubes because, I don't know, he's blaming her, he should blame him, he should know to turn when he makes a bracha. That's halacha that people are not aware of, and you should be aware of it. Sometimes there's a woman, a Shabbos guest in the house, who comes from a background that she doesn't cover her hair. She's a married woman. Could be not faulting her. It could be she comes from a background where it's not known. But you have to know that when you make kiddush or you bench or you make a bracha, you just have to turn to the side. You have to not face the woman. We have for many years a divorced woman on the block who ate by us on Shabbos. And I told my children that you have to be careful when you bench. You don't make it obvious. You don't want to insult anybody. But you have to know it's a halacha psuka. Now the shaila is this: what about a divrei Torah as well? The shaila is: what about one woman to another woman? The shaila is this: this mishnah says that a woman is allowed to make a bracha as long as the gufa erva is covered, even though the rest of her body is uncovered, because a woman there's no din of tefach b'isha erva. Is that a din that women to women b'chlal there's no tefach b'isha erva? Or is it a din, the woman to herself, is no din of tefach b'isha erva? So the Mishnah Brura brings this machlokes, the Ramah and Simen Ayin Hay. All these halachas are at the end of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Ramah says, Nira Medivrei HaRosh, the Tefach B'Isha Erva Afilu Li'Isha Acheres. The Rosh Hashita is, the Tefach B'Isha Erva is even one woman to another woman, Rak Sheba Atzma, Yechayla Likrois Afishi Aruma. Just she herself doesn't have a din. Other women do. So in my example, the women around the table also have to be zohir, not to make a bracha facing the woman whose hair is uncovered, whose sleeve is above her elbow is uncovered, something's uncovered. On that, the Mishnah Brura says, in Sifkat Neches, Avala Rajba Chaylik Alzeh. Says the Rajba disagrees. The Tamai, it's really a Lamdisha Machlaikis, Tami the Svirale, Kihecha de Ba'atzma Yechalo Likres Kshiaruma. Amad ein begili kol gufa mishum leyirah b'chayervas davar ela la'anoshin or mishum hearer. The chiddush of the Rashba is it's a zeris akas leyirah b'chayervas davar. Don't tell me you don't have hearer. That doesn't change anything. But it means in a mitzias where there's a chashash hearer, that's called ervas davar. So he says leyirah. The Rashba says leyirah chayervas davar is only by anoshim or mishum hearer came. Afi mishum hearer. Kain afi shacheres muteres lukroilus baal negdak shiaruma hachreine maskimi merarajba v'daitam the gamar rosh vaida lezen. Some of them argue with the Ramah. They say the rosh is also vaida. So the halacha is that a woman doesn't have to be zayir in it and does not have to be with mekel and that's this halacha. This machlokes is the rosh and the Rashba regarding this din. There's a machlokes, happens to be also the Rosh and the Rashba, if closing eyes is good enough. If somebody is facing an erva and he's at the table and he has someone who's not properly covered and he wants to make a bracha, so there's a machlokes. The Gemara says you saw kennel, let's done him, turn to the side. So the shaila is, does it mean you have to turn to the side and closing your eyes doesn't work, or if you want to close your eyes, you close your eyes. If you want, you turn, let's done him. So the machlekes rishayim also happens to be the Rosh and the Rashba, and the halacha is yisal kenel litzadim that you really have to turn to the side. It's not enough to close your eyes. There are a number of tshuvas. One is in the Igros Moshe, and interestingly, there's almost identical letter from the Stipler in Krayin Igrosa. They both talk about someone who's on the train. On the train, especially during rush hour, you know better than me, it's not simple to yisal kenel litzadim because all tzadim have the same problem. So Ramai Sharait, if it's Yefshir and you want to learn, so it's better to learn and be Saimach on the Mekilim than to battle and be Machmer. So there you can be Saimach on doing it. I'm told that Rav Scheinberg, when he traveled on the train, I don't know at what stage, he used to take a large paper like a New York Times and hold it up, and under the Times he had a Sefer. And he had the Times, and they tell me that the Times was like some 6 years ago already, because he took the same paper every day, and he held the newspaper open with a safer underneath to be able to learn on the train. If you put a mechitza, I guess that's probably good lekuliyama. But anyway, that's the
Not to embarrass the other person, can you rely on the sheet that says?
It's only embarrassing if you make a show out of it.
If you don't make a show,
what I do is by kiddush, when I have such a person, if they're on the left side of the table, I put my back on the right corner. So when I stand up, it's natural for me to turn in that direction. If they're on the right side, I put it on the left corner, and it's natural. You can do it in a natural way. It doesn't. It doesn't necessarily. We segregate. We're not one side of the table. So. So what age? So we hold from the age that the body starts to form in a feminine way. So I don't know. It's exactly the age. Certainly till nine. Certainly there's no din of a panuya here uncovered is not a problem. It's only a woman that was once. Looking down, he says the same as the eyes closed. I think. You're facing the erev, but there's no din of yisakenot. Machlekes is if you have to misal and start the dafka, or you have to not look at it. If you're looking down, it's a, I think it's the same. That's what he said. Okay. The question was about Libay Reyes Erva. So the Mishnah Brura deals with it in Ayin Dalid about the problem by a woman of Isha Reyes Erva. I just don't remember which sif, but what he says is that when the Erva is Tucha Bakarka, that's good enough, that's the same. The Karka separating it as a covering is good enough. And
Rabbi, what about by a man? Where a man was saying, as long as the erva is covered, we're not saying he has to have a.
If they're covered with separate begadim, it's good. If they cover one begad, then it's no good. Okay. I don't know. When you look for it under pressure, I never find it. Anyway, so this is the second half of the sif. What?
Maran mentioned it already here, so why did he have to say it over here?
If it's mentioned here, why say it here? The rule is the Shulchan Aruch follows the Seder HaMishnayis and the Shas, and it always goes. So it's something that's brought here in the same order that it's brought in Shas, and that's the klal why it's here. This is the makar for it. Pisle Tshuva Aleph, interesting Pisle Tshuva. I am b'tshuvas pritvua simen samavav l'nyepas mekemav shesliya b'milbin. You have flour that's wormy, and this you're going to bake cake. No, you're going to break bread. No Jew is going to be allowed to eat it. It has worms. Do you have to separate challah? You're baking it for some other purpose, using it for something else, using it to feed your dog or to feed a non-Jew. Kos nebiradim p'tur b'challah ki mishen ruyel achilas Yisrael. It's part of a challah, can't be fed to a Jew. Even if humans don't eat from it, interesting halacha. Now, because of marasayin, it's a funny marasayin, because someone happens to see you for a second, they'll think you're separated before or after. And nevertheless, it's a marasayin. Ach lo yevarech. But don't make a bracha. Now listen to this. He says, I don't know what it means, you want to make a bracha, I'm not sure. He means you want to be yaitzah the shita to make a bracha. Listen to the eitzah. Yoimer derech tefila psukim shel vayivarach David. Another eitzah when you don't know if you have to make a bracha. Vayivarach David, he said that this morning. Anybody remember saying it? You remember saying vayivarach David? So there it says, baruch atah Hashem elokei Yisrael, minayim v'adayim. L'cha Hashem Hamam Lochos, he's saying Malchus, this may shame Malchus, and then you Messiah Machakach, the next one Baruch, I don't know why it's there, Messiah Machakach Hashatzivon, Lafrish Chala, or Truma, the Bekai Gavda Lekach Hashash Brocha Lamatola. So what? So you make the Brocha, you say Derech Tfilah Baruch Hashem, and you say L'cha Hashem Hamam Locha. And then you end with a hafrish challah. So if you're mechuyev, you said a bracha. If you're pata, you didn't say a bracha levatala. This is an eitzah.
You can't say brich rachmana mari the high alma.
You cheated. You look further. Kasev ayim d'bri apnei Yeshua brachas yud beis yachalaima brich rachmana mara de mara asher tzivan ulafrish challah gam kein lekas kar shemu malchus levatala kivishu beloshin targum felach yatzi de bracha afnei devar mechrochim yeshleim afil beloshin chal gam kein shayach. Haskar Shem Levatala. So he declares at the end, the Gemara says, somebody said, Briach Rachmona the High Pita. Somebody said, thank God for giving me this bread. So they told you, it's a benching. You're stuck. You shouldn't have said it. Now you can't bench. So Taisa says he didn't say Malchus. Taisa says he said Malchus. The Gemara doesn't mention it, but it means he said Briach Rachmona. Rachmona is God in a different language. So what's the Shaila? Why don't we do that every Suffolk Bracha? Say Briach Rachmona. So Pnei Yeshua says, it's not clear if it's a shame levatala, if you say a bracha in English, you say God's name in English, whether there's an issue or not an issue of a shame levatala. Now, if you say, thank God I feel well, there's no shaila, because you're allowed to say Hashem's name in a sentence that makes sense. You really could say the shame adnos as well, Except we have a minig that we it's an extra zahirus. We don't say God's name in Lashon Kodesh, Stamazai. But to say, oh my, and say instead of gosh, to say Hashem, and to say in English, so Peshus Mesupik if it's Levatala. How do we paskin? So I want to read to you a not well known Mishnah Bura. The Mishnah Bura is again in Hilchos Kriya Shema. And he says the following. I'm sorry. It's next to the last page. Here it is. What? Because you're not supposed to make Lushem Malchus, it's not a real bracha. No, if you say a bracha in English, it's a good bracha. No, if you say a bracha in English, it's a good bracha. Brachas can be. He holds that it is. He holds it is. I want to read you the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Pei Zayin, Sif Katan Tes, the opposite of the Minig Haylam. Listen to what he says. What happened?
Where is it?
I'm sorry, just give me a second. It's somewhere on this page. Here it is. No. What's going on? I know, someone took it out. It's. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah says it's a line somewhere on this page. He says that to write God's name, G-O-D, or Gimel Aleph Tes, has no kedusha. You can take it into the bathroom. Written, he says it has no kedusha in a different language. But, he says, saying it, saying God or God in a context that's not a sensible thing, is a bracha levatala. That's the Mishnah Berurah's psak. It's the opposite. People are zohir to write G-D, to put a dash when they write it. And saying it, people are not zohir. They say, oh my, and it's a problem. It's the opposite of what it says. So it's so weird that what? It's wonderful they don't have Hashem's name. That's fine with me. I'm just saying when they do, that's just an issue.
Somebody has a pet. Somebody has to take a challah.
Someone. That's what he's saying. That's Marisayan. You should have to take. That's exactly what this is talking about. Nice. That's the case of we're going to have Issa Saklovim later. Okay, anyway, let's finish the Ramah. You find it here. It says here the word got in Gimel Aleph Tes somewhere. What? That's very strange. That's what I mentioned. It's only a Marisayan. Someone's watching the whole time. If you're not watching all the time, that's a strange matter, son.
So what about Chadri Chador? Why is that? We say
Chadri Chadorim. No, it's for the Raisa, not for the Rabbana, really. It's all right. So we finished the Sif. Okay. All right. So I guess we'll finish the Sif in the Mitzvah.